Recorded Books presents Restarting the Future, How to Fix the Intangible Economy by Jonathan Haskell and Stian Westlake. Narrated by Derek Perkins. Introduction. How to Restart the Century. The 20th century ended in a flurry of optimism. New technologies and new ways of doing business would, it was hoped, soon usher in great advances in prosperity and human flourishing. But the reality has proved very different. Over the past 20 years, the performance of advanced economies has been a study in disappointment. This book proposes a new explanation for what went wrong, suggesting how we can fix the problems and create an economy that not only grows faster, but is fairer and more sustainable too. Postponing Tomorrow, Selden's Brass Plaque and Lorenzetti's Fresco. Sometimes a future that in retrospect seems inevitable was, at the time, a close-run thing. And sometimes a future that seems desirable and likely does not happen at all. One way of thinking about this is by considering two old objects, a brass plaque in the case of the automobile and a 700-year-old painting. Perhaps more than any other technology, the automobile defined the 20th century. For better or worse, it influenced our lifestyles, our economy, our cities, and our climate. Even at the very beginning of the century, people saw it as an icon of the future. But if you look at vintage American automobiles from around 1900, you'll see that many of them share an unusual feature, a brass plate, stating that the car is the design of a man named George Selden. If you have not heard Selden's name alongside automotive pioneers Carl Benz or Henry Ford, there is a reason for this. Selden was not an engineer, but a patent attorney, and at the time he had not produced a single car. But he did file a patent in 1879 that he claimed covered all gasoline-powered cars, U.S. Patent 549,160. He made the most of this patent, forming in due course a cartel with a number of other businesses to demand royalties from every car sold, a precursor of the patent trolls who acquire obscure patents and use them to shake down tech companies today. A dynamic industry looked like it might fall victim to a greedy collective. Several years later, Henry Ford challenged the patent, eventually prevailing after an 8-year lawsuit, and the rest was history. But the situation could have turned out differently, moving the American auto industry onto a different path and affecting the wider history of the motor car, too. The brass plaque is a reminder that the development of the automobile was not, in fact, a sure thing. Patent wars have not been limited to the auto industry. America's aviation industry was defined and nearly derailed by a similar patent war only a few years later. Hollywood is synonymous with cinema, in part because early movie makers went there to escape the legal constraints of Thomas Edison's Motion Picture Patents Company. These patent wars are examples of the broader historical lesson that the evolution of many new technologies and their economic consequences depended on good fortune in terms of rules, laws, and institutions. Selden's brass plaques are a reminder of a lucky economic escape from bad rules that nearly held back a major technology in its earliest days. But sometimes society is not so lucky, and bad institutions bring material progress grinding to a halt. A popular attraction in the city of Siena is a set of stunning frescoes by Ambrogio Lorenzetti, active approximately 1317 to 48, depicting the city as it was in the 14th century. With towers and marketplaces picked out in rose pink and mauve, delicately painted merchants plying their trade in the streets, and happy citizens dancing. The title is The Effects of Good Governance on Siena and Its Territory. It is located in the Palazzo Pubblico, on the wall of the chamber where the city's ruling council sat, and it makes a basic political point. Good governance helps an economy flourish. And where better to paint it? In the early 1300s, it must have seemed that Siena and the surrounding cities of northern Italy had pulled off a remarkable economic feat. By supporting trade, finance, and investment, they had begun to break out of the trap of subsistence in which most of Western Europe had been stuck for centuries. But even as the paint on the fresco was drying,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?